This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Morning Run with Philip C. Tan Chen Lee, and I'm Wong Shaoning. It is 7:36, Thursday, the 10th of March. And in the meantime, continuing our coverage on the Johor state elections. As we know, PKR is now in the spotlight. They will be contesting the 20 seats, which is the largest number of seats in the Pakatan Harapan coalition.
And in fact, a few weeks ago, the party announced their bold decision to use their own logo, while the coalition partners, DAP and Amanah, will contest under the Pakatan Harapan logo. So this is in contrast to the Melaka and Sarawak state polls, where coincidentally, PKR suffered huge defeats, unable to win a single seat. So will a different logo actually bring better luck for the Reformasi party? And can PKR even retain the 5 seats it has won in 2018?
So to find out, we speak to Johor's PKR chairman, YB Syed Ibrahim, who's also MP for Ledang, to find out. Thank you for joining us this morning, YB. Now, what are PKR's campaign pledges for voters in Johor? What are the policies your party is advocating for?
Morning. Thank you. The pledges are quite simple. We will work hard to serve the people. We must offer people-centric, not political-centric policies. And we must believe in wisdom of the Johorians to choose what is right for them and not to reassure the old regime of power-grabbing, corruption and abuse of power. In general, Johorians are not happy with the election and they think all parties are ineffective either way. Therefore, we advocate policies that are closer to the hearts of the people. It is based on 3 thrusts. Number 1, to rebuild the rakyat's economy. Number 2, to guarantee livelihood of the rakyat. And number 3, to establish a clean, efficient and dignified administration.
People-centric policy, is that why you're advocating to allow the withdrawal of EPF savings further, although it may destroy the national economy?
Yeah, it's there's a need for it. I mean, we must be helping the people as the need arises. And I think there's still a need for it as people lost jobs, their salaries have been cut. So, and they're working their hearts out. So I think there is still a need for that.
Okay, YB, I hear you. I understand people are having bread and butter issues, right? Inflation is rising, cost of living pressures are there. But these solutions are new. They're relatively old and we've been doing them for the last 2 years. I think people look to political parties like yourselves for more innovative solutions and longer term ones, right, with regards to economy. So I'm just curious, what do you offer aside from what has already been offered in the last 2 years?
I think the most important is for us to create more jobs for the Johorians who have been working in Singapore for the last, many years. We have always this issue about having to work in Singapore to ensure that we have the necessary living wages and things like that. But in essential is that you must be able to also produce jobs in Johor. And that's why we are also promoting the Sijori industry initiative, which is for Singapore, Johor and Riau, where we'll be able to provide strategic industry initiatives and therefore create more jobs. I think we have to create more jobs in Johor rather than, you know, having our people to work in Singapore. But of course, there are also other issues such as the cost of living, which is very, very much close at heart to us. When we talk about cost of living, we are talking also about their wages. We're talking also about the price of goods, and also in terms of how much we can create new area of opportunities for the young ones, for the new generation. And I think this is required if we were able to actually do the right thing, which is to ensure that when we have talents, the talents are in a way, being pushed to the right area.
And why is PKR using their own logo instead of the Pakatan Harapan logo? Wouldn't this confuse voters and also show disunity between PKR and the other PH coalition members?
Well, logo is strategic in nature in elections. Although it may not be the only success factor, nevertheless, it can be attraction for certain voter segments. And Keadilan wants to use its own logo as there is a certain appeal to voters for mixed constituencies and also rural areas. Has it happened before? Yes, parties in Pakatan Rakyat then use its own logo in GE 2013. And in Sabah state elections, DAP used Warisan's logo. To us, it doesn't confuse voters as there is no clash of seats between Pakatan Harapan parties. Where Keadilan contest, there is no Pakatan Harapan logo. Where DAP and Amanah contest, there's no Keadilan's logo. And okay. there's also no disunity, if you ask me, in Pakatan Harapan due to this.
All right, with regards to that unity question, but I want to ask you, because in 2018, when Pakatan Harapan did win the general elections, it did so under one party banner.
And that was GE14.
Yes, and that was GE14. So it's not to say it doesn't work, right? So what's different this time? Is it indicative of the fact that your coalition, there are fissures?
It is. The reason is because I think we have to be, adjustments are required for us to make sure that we can win elections. And therefore, we must be able to also adjust in terms of how we maneuver ourselves with sentiments of the rakyat. As I said earlier, if we have a certain traction or appeal to the mixed constituencies, to the mixed areas, and we know, for example, that there are certain, perhaps negative perceptions of what sort of logo that we use.
Okay, so you're saying that the issue in Johor is different from Malacca and Sarawak, where you basically unify?
Sure.
So there are
mixed
segments in Johor that actually appeal to the unique PKR logo.
Yes, definitely.
Now, at the same time, let's talk about this election campaign, right? Because the detractors say it's not very cohesive among all the different coalition partners. Do you think that's a fair statement?
I don't think so. That's a fair statement. We establish our offer together, state election offer together.
Okay.
We are also campaigning, especially now, among the leaders. I think there are a few more programs now being organized with the leaders themselves coming on the same platform. So I think these are not true. And in elections, you normally would focus more on your own constituency rather than in other areas.
Okay.
So there's a tendency for us to see it as though there is no cohesion between the Pakatan Harapan parties.
Well, I mean, if you observe it, right, let's say compare GE14 to what's happening in the Malacca state elections. Clearly in GE14, there were coalition partners that did things cohesively, the likes of Pejuang, the likes of Warisan. But this time round, they decided to run on their own. That's an example of perhaps coalition partners not, being allies but not partners in the true sense of the word. And even then, there were seat negotiations with Muda and there was a struggle over Larkin. So what do you make of all these observations?
I think, first of all, we must differentiate between Pakatan Harapan and the other opposition parties. When we talk about coalition partners, it is Pakatan Harapan coalition partners. But the opposition parties are basically in the opposition bloc, but they're not part of the coalition. So it is not easy for us to, to say that we are all in the same boat and therefore we must have cohesiveness between each other. I think that's difficult to actually do that. So as far as I'm concerned, it is a free, open, open field there. Anybody can contest. As far as we're concerned, we also understand that they have the right to also contest. We wish that there would be a cohesive, cooperation between the opposition parties.
Okay.
But then again, there are also difficulties to that.
Okay, so YB, we know that Malacca and Sarawak was a complete wipeout for PKR. Now, should Johor fail to live up to expectations, what's next for the party?
I think we tend to view things one at a time. yes, Malacca and Sarawak was pretty bad for us. We did a comprehensive post-mortem. We have to bite the bullet. And we have to learn from the failures. So we hope that we will do much better in Johor.
And will heads roll if there's a failure?
Yeah, of course. I am fully responsible for what I've done. I'm the chairman of the state.
National already, three. So would heads roll at the national level?
So, sorry, say again?
Would heads roll at the national level?
I don't know. I think we have to really discuss on what would happen, what might happen. I don't know what might happen. I don't know the future. But as far as I'm concerned for Johor now, believe me, I think it's going to be different.
Okay. Thank you for your time. That was Johor PKR Chairman YB Syed Ibrahim. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.